Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Saturday after 12th Tarawih, 20th of July 2013. Always be grateful to Allah. The deeper you go into Islam, the stronger the belief will be. Be moderate in spending. The minimum level of shirk. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Limbada Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Ramzan बहुत तेजी से चल रहा है, moving on very fast, very swiftly. देखिए, देखते देखते ही कितने सिपारे हो गए, 15 सिपारे finished, half Quran. May Allah accept, may Allah be pleased. Respected elders, brothers, friends, today we recited part of Surah An-Nahl and Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Bani Israel. In Surah An-Nahl, the honeybee, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many, many favors and bounties and ni'mats which He has bestowed upon us. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس إن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون. Allah created you, Allah created the cattle for you, Allah created the animals for you, the horses and the mules and the donkeys. These are all created for you. Allah will keep creating what you don't know yet. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. يَخْلُقُ is istimrari siga. Allah Pak indicated that many, many other creations are coming on the way. The cars, the trains, the aeroplanes, the rockets, and Allah knows what is yet going to come. Allah said, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And then in the next ruku, Allah started other ni'mats. يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Kheti bari, crops, vegetations, and zaytun, and kajur, dates, and grapes. Allah produced all these for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ and وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah created, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ وَمَا زَرَعَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Allah subdued the ocean for you so you can eat lahman tariya from there. Fresh meat, real nice fishes, many, many different varieties of fishes you can get and from the oceans and eat that fresh meat. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. Take out from there diamonds and pearls to make ornaments for beautifying in weddings and functions. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah made the ships for you. They can take goods from one place to the other, import, export. One country can benefit from the products of the other country. Allah did all these for you. Allah mentions His ni'mats upon ni'mats upon ni'mats. Over here, the shell comes to mind. Allah created this whole universe. For whom? For you and me. The poet says, Chand, Suraj aur Sitare hain Ziya ke waaste. Chand, Suraj aur Sitare, the sun, moon and the stars are there for light. Ziya ke waaste. Khetiyan sarsabz hain teri ghiza ke waaste. The fields are filled with crops for your sustenance, for your provision, for your risk. Khetiyan sarsabz hain teri ghiza ke waaste. Janwar paida kiye teri wafa ke waste. The animals were created that they can obey your order, instruction. You can control them, you can slaughter them, you can eat their meat, kebabs and burgers. You can use their skin and you can use the wool and whatever is connected to them. To the extent you can eat the payas as well. Janwar paida kiye teri wafa ke waste. Chand, suraj aur sitare hain ziya ke waste. Khetiyan sarsabz hain teri ghiza ke waste. Janwar paida kiye teri wafa ke waste. Sab jahan tere liye aur tu khuda ke waste. Sab jahan tere liye aur tu khuda ke waste. Allah humko banaya hi Allah ne apne waste. Humne isko samjha nahi. We don't realize this. The purpose of our creation is not just to eat, drink and sleep, fulfill our desire. No, the purpose of our creation is ibad, worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ بھئی تم ادھر منہ کر کے مت دیکھتے رہو یا تو میری طرف منہ کرو یا نیچے دیکھو مجھے ڈسٹرب ہوتا ہے اس سے ابن کثیر has narrated one حدیث قدسی over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yabna Adam, khalaqtuka li'ibadati, fala tal'ab. Wa qaddartu laka rizqak, fala tat'ab. Wa tlubni, tajidni. Fa'in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay'. Wa'in faqadtani, faqadta kulla shay'. Wa ana khayrun laka min kulli shay'. O son of Adam, I have created you so that you may worship me. Therefore, don't mess around. Don't play games. You've not been created to play games. Games is for children, childish harkat. They stay with PlayStation all the time. If an old man is playing his PlayStation, how bad it will look. You've grown up, you shouldn't be playing PlayStation. خَلَقْتُكَ لِعِبَادَتِي فَلَا تَلْعَبْ. Don't mess around, don't play games. وَقَدَّرْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكْ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. I have fixed your rizq for you, so don't tire yourself out. Don't do too much hard work. In Canada, I hear some people do 3 shifts. Morning, afternoon, night. When do they sleep? When do they eat? Allah knows best. Why do too many shifts? Why do you want so much money? It's so funny in a rich man's world. You should not go after money all the time. That's not what you've been created for. You get just enough qana'at, that's okay for you. Rasulullah said in the hadith, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. That person is successful who embraced Islam. And he was given just enough rizq. And Allah gave him qana'at and contentment with whatever Allah provided for him. That person is successful who has these 3 things. He has Islam, he has enough rizq, and he is content. He doesn't want more all the time. Paisa. Where can I get more money? No, what Allah has given me is enough for me. So Allah said, don't tire yourself out after money. That's not what you've been created for. I have fixed your rizq for you. You will get it. Just do little bit of work, little bit of effort in moderacy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, أَلَا وَإِنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتْ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. No soul shall die until it has fully received its rizq. Therefore, fear Allah. And ajmiru fi talab. Look for a tariqe jameel for rizq. Look for a good way of earning your livelihood. Fear Allah. Don't take your livelihood from haram ways. Look for some halal way. Halal way, good way, proper way. Nice job, easy job. You don't have to tire your body out. You don't get very old very quickly. Your energy, your strength is preserved. Your health remains good. You don't have to work long hours, many, many night shifts. Night shift is no good. Night is for sleeping. Night is not for working. Day is for working. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مُعَاشًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Night is for resting. So rest at night, work in the day. So don't tire yourself out. وَقَدَّرْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكْ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. Allah said, وَطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. Seek me, you will find me. Seek, search for Allah. Look out for Allah. Try and find Him. In majalis of zikr. In places where there are downhearted people, mazloom, oppressed, go and help them. Sick people, visit them. In the hospital, in their homes, help them. Poor people, masakeen, that's where you'll find Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask you, O son of Adam, I was sick, why did you not visit me? I was hungry, why did you not feed me? I was thirsty, why did you not give me water? Parvardigar, how can I visit you? How can I feed you? And Parvardigar will say, my so-and-so servant was sick, why did you not visit him? Had you visited him, you would have found me there. So-and-so was hungry, why did you not feed him? If you fed him, you would have found me there. So-and-so was thirsty, why didn't you give him water? If you would have given him, you would have found me there. So look for Allah. Seek him and you will find him. وَطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. Allah said, فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِنْ فَقَدْتَنِي فَقَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَأَنَا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. If you find me, you have found everything. If you lose me, you lost everything. And I am better for you than everything. So, this is what Allah Pak is trying to say in this ayat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have been created for the purpose of worshipping Allah. We have to do with whatever Allah provides for us and spend maximum time in ibadat and in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is mentioning His ni'mats in Surah An-Nahl. Open it with this, in this manner. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to say, إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. In between, Allah said, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you have is from Allah. And if you were to sit down and start counting the ni'mats of Allah, you can't count them. Countless blessing, countless blessing. Food, drink, health, iman, Islam, ihsan, Quran, hidayat, namaz, salat, masjid, sitting in bayan, listening to talk, benefiting. All these bounties of Allah. How can you count? Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri used to say, when you sit down to eat and you take one piece of bread, roti, naan, then you think of how many people have worked to get that piece of bread into your mouth. Just think over it. How many people work? How the farmer seeded the seed and then he plowed and he planted and he worked hard. And then when the wheat was ready, he went through hard work of cutting it, and then harvest, and then sending it to places where the shell can be taken out, the seed can be taken out, and then grinding somewhere, and then the atta was packed somewhere, and it was exported from somewhere, some wholesaler, and some retailer, Iqbal Foods, and then you got it from there. And then your wife, cooking so hard work, and then that roti came on your plate, and now you are eating it. So how many people have been working for that one piece of roti which you are eating? So think of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were to try and count the blessings of Allah, you can't count them. لَا تُحْصُوهَا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. However, just be grateful. Say Alhamdulillah. Do shukr of Allah. And Allah will forgive you. Allah is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah won't say this person didn't know my sugar. Allah will be happy with you. In fact, Allah is very easy to please. Allah is very easy to please. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us? He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأُكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا وَيَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah gets happy with a servant if he were to eat one morsel and say Alhamdulillah. Or have a sip of chilled drink and say Alhamdulillah. Sometimes, you know, this Alhamdulillah doesn't just come out of the throat, it comes out from the depth of the heart. And your whole heart is filled with gratitude towards Allah. You have that istihzar and that thought that Allah provided this for me. Oh Allah, I thank you. Oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. Alhamdulillah. So when this Alhamdulillah, this critical moment sometimes, one Alhamdulillah is enough to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is very easy to please. So whenever you eat, you drink, say Alhamdulillah from the depth of your heart and Allah will be pleased and happy with you. Allah Pak mentions His ni'mat upon ni'mat. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن ni'matin فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا ni'mat Allah. La tawsuha. And then Allah said, ilahukum ilahum wahid. In spite of knowing all these, people commit shirk. People worship gods, idols, statues, this, that. Why do people abandon Allah? How can people leave Allah and go to others to worship them? Why don't they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Pak invites people towards tawheed, mentions some benefits of tawheed, and mentions some wa'id and warnings for shirk. And the final ending of the shirk, الَّذِينَ تَتَغْفَاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ظَالِمِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ فَأَلْقَوْا السَّلَمْ مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوءٍ بَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah mentions the final ending and the final ending of the muwahideen, believers. وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا خَيْرًا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He will get good in this dunya as well, and in the hereafter is your original reward. The original reward will be in the hereafter, but Allah will bless you with peaceful life in this dunya as well. So obey Allah. Be grateful to the favors of Allah. This is the message of Surah An-Nahl. Allah goes on to mention other ni'mats. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Allah sent down the water, fresh, sweet water for you to drink, and you can use for watering the fields. Allah gave you this. Allah mentions milk. Allah mentions honey. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Allah produces the milk from between the dung and the blood. But that there is no color of the blood in there, nor the smell of the dung in there. Sweet, tasty, white milk, laziz, tasty, goes easily down your throats. لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Allah produced that milk for you. You go and look for powdered milk, no good. Original milk which Allah produced is the best milk. Allah Pak mentions in Ahmad, goes on to honey. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Allah inspired the honeybee to go around, eat from the flowers, from wild flowers, from this flower, from that flower, and then come back to your hives and produce the honey. So batches of millions of honeybees go around, they come and then that honey is produced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, imagine, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. From the bellies come out a drink which has different colors, varieties, different colors of the honey. And there is shifa in there for you. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Many, many benefits of honey. We don't have time to go in there. Many varieties, different colors. Honey is very good. You should have at least one spoon of honey every day. Especially if it's a good one. Hadrami Sidr from the Yemen side. A thick brown one. You take one spoon and you will feel the heat in your body. It will digest your food as well, and it will give you energy and strength. Beautiful, tasty honey. So, Allah mentions the honey, and Allah mentions other ni'mats and bounties. Allah gave you spouses, partners. Allah gave you sons and daughters, grandchildren, grandsons, granddaughters. This is the blessing of Allah. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَةً وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. They believe in batil and they deny the favors of Allah. What type of people? What's happened to people? They don't appreciate Allah's favors. So Allah mentions all these. Allah said, look at yourself as well. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah brought you out of your mother's womb. You had no knowledge of anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah gave you the ears, the eyes, and the body, and the heart, and the brain, and the mind, so you can study, you can learn, and then you can progress. So Allah Pak gave you all these ni'mats and bounties and blessings. In the end, Allah said, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. People know that these are all ni'mats of Allah, and still they deny, and most people are ungrateful to Allah's bounties, blessings. In this manner, Allah goes on, Allah mentions the Qiyamah, and what we read today, beautiful ayat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah instructs you to be just and fair, to show kindness, and وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to give to your relatives as well. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ, and stops you from indecency, from disobedience, and from injustice, ظُلْم, oppression, tyranny. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah advises you so that you may take heed, you may reflect, understand, and practice. Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu anhu, a young man, was not yet a Muslim. He was passing by and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Quran. He recited this ayat. Uthman ibn Maz'un heard this ayat. He only heard this one single ayat. And he was just moved. And he came back, came to Rasulullah and he said, can you recite that again please? And Rasulullah recited again. And he said, how beautiful and eloquent, how fasih and baligh this ayat is. It's got everything in it. All good is included, or all bad has been prohibited in this one single sentence. Give me your hand. I want to say kalima shahada la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Embrace Islam. Just on this single ayat. This evening, I was going to Medina Masjid for Asr Bayan, and Sayyid Bhai Bayyat called that there is this lady who's new Muslimah and she wants to talk to you. So I talked to her, and in the conversation she said she was studying in a university, she was on the computer, she was doing her work, and something came up. And she was about to close the computer and something came up. She looked at it, she read it, and it was Suratul Falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, and the translation, and in the end it was written, Suratul Falaq, the Quran. So she said, I read those words and I was amazed. Beautiful. And this prompted me, what is this Quran? Let me buy this Quran. I bought the Quran, I read it, and I embraced Islam. Allah gave her hidayah just by reading Surah Falaq. Who put that surah on the computer at that moment? It was not by chance, it was Allah. Allah works in mysterious ways. So Uthman ibn Maz'un became Muslim upon reading this, listening to this ayat, hearing this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Because this ayat is jami', collective, comprehensive. Sayyiduna Umar ibn Abdul Aziz included it in the second khutbah towards the end. And from the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, this ayat has always been recited by khutaba at the end of the Jummah khutbah. Allah Pak gives some real nice advices moving on. Allah mentions some adab of the Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you read Quran, seek Allah's refuge from Shaitan Rajim. Allah mentions حَقَّانِيَةُ of Quran. Quran is the word of Allah. Allah mentions hidayat through Quran. Allah also mentions, goes on to mention some hidayat regarding those people, نَوْزْ بِاللَّهِ, who become murtad, who leave Islam. Allah says the only reason they leave Islam is dunya. No other reason. Either for dunya, wealth, property, for some girl they fall in love with. Today's environment I'm talking about. In the Quran, Allah said, مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ مُسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They prefer the life of this dunya over the hereafter. They love this dunya. They want this dunya, money, dunya. Luxurious life, good house, good life, enjoying. That's why they leave Islam, na'uzubillah. Otherwise, they don't leave Islam because they find some fault in Islam. You know, this prompts me to say, Islam is the only religion that the more you study it, the more deeper you go into it, the more your conviction and your belief increases. The stronger you become. With regards to other religions, the deeper you go into studying them, the more you realize their fallacy, their feebleness, their weakness. So Islam is the only religion. The more you study, the more you realize that how strong and how powerful Deen Islam is. But with other religions, whether it's Hinduism or whatever, if you study it deeply, you realize that this is all playboy stories. Nauzubillah. So, you study Islam, you become more stronger on your iman. Allah said, if a person leaves iman Islam, it's not because he's found some fault in Quran or fault in Islam. It's because he loves the dunya and he wants this luxury of this dunya. No other reason. Allah Pak said, لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الخاسرون. In akhirat, they will be the losers. May Allah protect us from irtidad and kufr and shirk and fisk and fujur. Allah mentions some other hidayat with regards to akhirah. In the end, Allah Pak mentions, ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. O Muhammad, invite people to the path of your Lord with wisdom and good words, good speech. Invite in a good way so that the person's heart can open up and he can, you know, accept your call. So use your wisdom, hikmat, and use good words. Don't be harsh, don't be rude with the non-believers. Don't say anything bad which would offend them. Be kind, be nice, use good speech, good words, and use hikmat. Sometimes you have to use hikmat and wisdom. So, you know, and you can't get angry. You can't get your frustration out on someone. Even if you do get angry, you have to control yourself. You have to use hikmat and wisdom. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you not know the story of that old lady who's been mentioned in form of poetry as well? She used to curse Muhammad. She didn't know who he was. And one day she had some goods and she wanted someone to help her. She saw this young man and she said, can you please carry this load for me? Okay, he carried it. On the way she said, you are a nice young man. Let me give you some advice. There is someone here called Muhammad. He is a very bad person. Don't go near him. So and so, blah, blah, blah. And he kept on listening. When they reached the home and he, placed the goods where she wanted to be placed, she said, you are a nice person. Let me give you your wages. He said, I don't want anything. And she asked, who are you? And he replied, I am that same Muhammad who we're talking about. So just imagine. And she said, oh Allah, you are such a nice person, I am sorry I abused you. She became Muslimah. Just by this wisdom and hikmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah mentions that, you know, invite people with hikmat, with wisdom, with good manner, good speech. And in this way, surah comes to a close. If you get confrontation, wasbir, وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Be patient. And patience can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those who have taqwa and who do good. Then we read Surah Bani Israel. Bani Israel is also a Makki surah, like Surah An-Nahl. Aqaid mentioned in there. Allah starts off with Mi'raj, Isra wal Mi'raj, the miraculous journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas, to high above the heavens. Allah mentions that Mi'raj. You must have heard the incident, the story of the miracle of Mi'raj, how it happened, what happened. Allah only mentions in brief. And because in Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam reduced the salat from 50 to 5. Allah Pak mentions, Atina Musa al-Kitab, Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah mentions about Bani Israel. Allah says how they misbehaved and how Allah held them to account and seized them. Allah Pak mentions that. Then Allah Pak mentions again, Haqqaniyat of Quran, Inna hazal Quran, Yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. This Quran, Allah explains things in a very beautiful manner so people can understand. The Quran guides, Quran gives hidayat, Quran gives good news, Quran mentions warnings. So read the Quran, understand the Quran, practice on the Quran. Allah gives some hidayat with regards to this. From the next ruku, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ, Allah mentions 14 ahkamat with regards to our social life. Allah starts off with the rights of parents. Do khidmat of your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If they reach old age, don't ridicule them, don't shout at them. Don't say, oh, why did you do this, that? Why did you do this? No. Don't shout at them. Don't scream at them. Never mind shouting, screaming, abusing, swearing. Allah said, don't even say, oof, as well. Oof is the lightest word you can say. If you get some taklif, then, oh, what did you do? This is the lightest word. After that, there is abuse and insult. So Allah said, let alone abusing your father and your mother, don't even say, oof, to them. And وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in a gentle and ikram and honorable manner. وَقْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wings of mercy for them. This is an Arabic phrase, lowering the wings in front of someone, meaning show humility and humbleness to them. Not only that, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And make this dua. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Sufyan ibn Uyayna said, Allah said in the Quran, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ. Do my shukr and shukr of your parents. Sufyan ibn Uyayna says in the tafsir, that if a person prays 5 times a day, he has done the shukr of Allah. And if after every namaz he recites this ayat, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, he has done shukr of his parents as well. So you have to do shukr of Allah by worshipping and shukr of parents by praying for them, by making dua for them. And doing their khidmat, which Allah mentions, showing your humbleness, humility to them. Then Allah mentions the rights of the other relatives. Those who are zawil qurba, who are your relatives who are close to you. Zawil qurba, your wife, your children, your uncles, your aunties, your nephews, your nieces, your grandparents, all your relatives. Allah said, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Give them their due rights. وَالْمِسْكِينَ, and give to the miskeen as well. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and the travelers as well. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Do not be extravagant in spending. Do not just go outside and spend lavishly on things you don't even need. People today don't know how to spend. They just buy anything and everything, especially during the Christmas sales. The women just can't control themselves. They buy, just fill up their wardrobe. They've got so much and they're still filling it up. This is tabzir. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْزِيرًا. It's Eid time. You don't need to buy new clothes all the time. If you got good clothes, use them. So use your money wisely. Don't overspend it. Don't be extravagant. Don't go beyond the limits. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who go beyond their limits, are extravagant in their spending, are friends of shaitan. Shaitan befriends them. Shaitan instigates them to spend. On credit cards, take out loans, and then keep paying that interest and sud. So why spend when you haven't got the money? Allah said, be moderate in your spending. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Shaitan has always been ungrateful to his Rabb. وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Don't be too stingy and don't be too extravagant, but take the middle way and be moderate in your spending. After that, Allah mentions, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْئًا كَبِيرًا. Murder, grave sin. One is murder of someone outside, and the other is murdering your own child. In the Jahiliyyah zamana, time of Jahiliyyah, the ignorant Jahili people, mushriks, many of them used to murder their own children for fear of feeding them. That we haven't got enough money, we can't eat ourselves properly, how are we going to feed our children? So when a child is born, most of the time when girls are born, they would bury them alive. And many instances, they would bury the boys as well. Allah said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Don't do that. That's your child. You should look after the child. You should be kind to the child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ ذَنْبِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. What is the greatest sin in the eyes of Allah? And he replied, أَنْ تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقًا. That you make a rival unto Allah when it is Allah who created you, not that rival, not that idol, not that statue. Allah created you and you make someone else equal to Allah. This is the greatest sin. Shirk. Sahabi asked, ثُمَّ أَيُّن. Then which sin? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, أَن تَقْتُلَ وَلَدَكَ مَخَافَةً أَن يَطْعَمَ مَعَكَ. You kill your own child because you fear you will have to feed him. You are stingy. You don't want to take care of the child. You don't want to spend any money on that child. You don't want to buy clothes and food for the child. So you think it's better to kill it. You see many instances. Here of cases when that Chinese girl put the child down the drain pipe. And many cases like this. Abandoning children, throwing them in the river, leaving them in the garbage. Nauzubillah. So killing your own child because you are stingy, you don't want to feed him. You don't want to keep your balances straight. Allah said, don't do that. This is, Rasulullah said, this is the second greatest sin. أَن تَقْتُلَ وَلَدَكَ مَخَافَةً يَطْعَمَ مَعَكَ. Sahabi asked, ثُمَّ أَيُّن. Then which is the greatest sin? And he replied, أَن تُزَانِيَ حَلِيلَةَ جَارِي. You fornicate with the wife of your neighbor. When he is at work and he leaves his young, handsome wife alone behind, you go to her house and fornicate with her. This is the third gravest sin. After shirk and after killing your child, the third gravest sin is zina with your neighbor's wife. So, these are grave sins which Allah mentions over here as well. And these things happen, my dear brothers. I was reading this book, Faraid al-Qisas. And it's written in there that it was a rainy day. Thunder, lightning, and da-da-da-da-da, rain, heavy rain is falling. And suddenly, people hear some screams from one of the neighbors. They go out to see what's happened, and there is a scantily dressed lady, and she's crying, she's inside. They go inside, what do they see? That her husband had set off to work, and the neighbor had come to do zina with her, and he was doing zina, and while zina was taking place, this thunder and lightning took place, he had a heart attack, heart fail, and he died there and then, while committing the act of zina. And he used to do that on a regular basis. It was that day his death came while doing that act. Once Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu was salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was very worried. He asked, "Why are you worried?" "I'm worried for my ummah." Jibreel said, "Come, I'll show you some sign." Jibreel alayhi salam went to the graveyard and he pointed towards the grave and he said, "Qum bi'iznillah." Stand up by the order of Allah. And the grave split open and a man came out and he was reciting kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah alhamdulillah alladhi yadhhab 'anna al-hazan inna rabbana laghafurun shakur, praising Allah, declaring kalima tawheed. And then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said, "Go back down." And the dead person who had come to life went back and slept in his grave. He went to another grave and he said, "Qum bi iznillah." And the person came out. The first person had a beautiful shining face, Nurani. And the second person came out of the grave and his face had dark patches on it. And he was screaming and terrified. Oh, he was screaming in the manner. So Jibreel Islam said, "Go back to your grave." And then he said to Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, the way your ummati dies is the way he will be resurrected. The first person died while reading kalma. So when I pointed, he came out thinking it's qiyamah. So he came out reading the kalma, praising Allah. And the second person died while sinning. He came out with the effects of sin on his face and screaming and crying. So don't worry, if your ummah has a good death, Allah will raise them in a good manner. Over here, this person died while sinning, and he will get up on the day of Qiyamah with the effects of sin on his face, and he will have to face the consequences. Allah Pak mentions these sins: don't kill your children, and wala taqrabu zina, innahu kana fahisha wa sa'a sabila, wala taqtulu an-nafsa allati harramallahu illa bilhaq, وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Allah mentions this: وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. Many people eat up the property of yatim, an orphan, young child, baby doesn't know what his father left behind, and his uncle took all his property and gave nothing to the yatim nor to the widow, and he kept it all for himself. Many cases happen. Two brothers opened up a shopping mall, newsagent, newspaper shop. And one brother died, and the second brother took care of everything under him, did not give anything to the widow or to the orphans. This is malul yatim. Inna alladhina yakuluna amwal al yatama zulman, innama yakuluna fi butunihim nara. Whoever takes the yatim's property and keeps eating it, he is eating the fire of Jahannam. وَسَيَسْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ شُدَّهُ وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And if you are a businessman, then give full measure. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. If you make a contract, sign a paper, then keep that contract, keep that agreement, don't break the contract. And Allah Pak said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. And keep on guard your eyes, your ears, your heart. Protect your eyes. Don't see no evil, hear no evil. Think about no evil, speak no evil. These are limbs, body parts which Allah has given us. They are amanat. We have to use them properly. Allah said, protect them. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask you, "I gave you these ni'mat." Ask a blind man what a big ni'mat the eyes are. Ask a deaf and dumb person what a big ni'mat the ears and the tongue is. So, you know, these ni'mats, Allah will ask you about them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak says after that, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Do not have any pride in you. Do not walk on the earth stamping. Bum, bum, bum. We are opening your chest out. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ الطُّولَ. You won't be able to tear the earth apart, nor will you be able to climb on the high mountains by stamping on the land. walk in a humble manner with humility. So we should be humble. Allah Pak is teaching us. كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. All these which we have mentioned with regards to your social life, the bad things, the evil things are disliked by Allah. So don't do them. Avoid all the bad habits. This is some message in the two rukus of Bani Israel, Surah Bani Israel. Allah mentions some other subjects over here. Going on, Allah mentions أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. Establish salat. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. Read tahajjud at night. وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Some عَامِلِين say that if a person is diabetic or has some type of illness, he can read this ayat every morning 7 times on a glass of water, drink it, inshallah, Allah will make life easy for him. رَبِّي أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Read these ayat 7 times, 3 times Durood Sharif beginning and ending, and 7 times these ayat. Blow on water and drink that water. Allah will make life easy for you, inshallah. Surah Bani Israel comes to a close, and then Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf, Allah starts off with Haqqaniyat of Quran. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Allah revealed this book to you, O Muhammad. There is no crookedness in this book. Straightforward book. Qayyiman, straight book. لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا مَا كِسِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا وَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. حَقَّانِيَّةُ of Quran, Tawheed, oneness of Allah. Allah, Allah has no son, Allah has no father, Allah did not give birth to anyone. Those who say Allah has taken a son for himself, they are fabricating lies upon Allah. Allah mentions this and warns these people. And after that, Allah mentions the reality of this dunya. That this dunya, inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. Whatever we have placed on this earth is to make the earth look good. When you go on a nice scenery, you see, oh wow, mountains, trees, and whatever, so nice, so beautiful. So Allah made this earth look good, beautiful. And this wealth and money and property is also to, you can make your, decorate your homes and make them look good. This dunya is just a open beauty, external beauty. It's not the real beauty. The real beauty is the spiritual beauty inside. We have made whatever is on this earth as a zenith for it. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. A day will come and this whole dunya will be annihilated when the trumpet is blown like a field which has been cut and its harvest has been cut off and it looks like everything is scattered here and there. The whole world will be scattered. Allah mentions the reality of the dunya. Allah is trying to say this is the subject of this surah. حَقَّانِيَّةُ of Quran, Tawheed, oneness of Allah, reality of this dunya. Then Allah goes on to mention the story of Ashabi Kahf. It's also mentioned in the Bible with the title, The Seven Sleepers. They went to sleep for a long period. Who were they? Allah mentions the story in brief, in 3 ayats, and then in detail after the next rukū. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَىٰ لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. Their story in brief. There were few young men who stood up for haq and truth against the batil and falsehood, and they were tortured, persecuted, they feared for their life, and they had to leave their hometown, and they left for the sake of Allah. And they traveled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them to a place in a cave in a mountain. Allah put them to sleep for many, many years. They slept for how many years? Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years. We can't sleep for a few other few hours. 7-8 hours sleep and we get up. If we sleep for 10-12 hours, we get a headache. And over here, Allah put them to sleep for 300 years. And they stayed sleeping there. And then Allah woke them up after 300 years. For some reason, Allah said, Allah can do whatever He likes. Allah put them to sleep. Allah took care of them. Allah woke them up. There is some hikmat, wisdom behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their story. That these were young men. And who were they? They were not ordinary youngsters. They were the sons of the senators of the time. The king's parliamentarian's sons. So they were from the elite company. They were wealthy. They were from a rich house. They had luxurious life. They had the whole world at their feet. They could get whatever they wanted. But still, when they realized the truth that this dunya and this idol worship is no good, they abandoned everything for the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah was so happy with them that Allah mentioned their story in the Quran and it will be recited till the day of Qiyamah. So, you do something good as well, my young friends, Allah will be happy with you and your name will remain in the history, inshallah. That history which will be made. You will be a historic person as well, like Ashabi Kahf. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Ashabi Kahf, gives some advice to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah mentions the be-sabati, na-payadari of dunya. In wadrib lahum masala rajulayni ja'alna liyahadihima. Wadrib lahum masala al-hayati dunya kama in anzalnahu. Allah mentions al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika sawaban wa khayrun amala. Mal and children are a beauty of this dunya, and the good deeds which remain for your life after death are better for you, and there is more hope of reward from Allah for the good deeds you do. Al-baqiyatu salihat are the namaz, salat you pray, are the tasbihat, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. These are al-baqiyat al-salihat. Every dollar cent you spend in the path of Allah, these are al-baqiyat al-salihat. The baqi rehne wale a'mal, which are good deeds. So Allah said, strive for these good deeds. Do good deeds, they will be useful for you in the hereafter. Mentioning the hereafter life, Allah Pak mentions the day of Qiyamah. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Allah from Ma'ad goes on to Mabda about Adam alayhi salam and his creation. Allah gives some advice. Allah mentions the story of Musa and Khazir alayhi salam. Allah mentions the story of Zulqarnain. Why does he mention the story of Musa and Khazir alayhi salam? Because Musa alayhi salam went to seek knowledge from Khizr alayhi salam. Khizr is in Urdu, Khazir in his Arabic. So, the reason is, you know why Surah Kahf was revealed? Because Mushrikeen in Makkah wanted to test Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam out. And they sent a few people to Yathrib, the old name for Medina, to the Jews. Give us some tricky questions which we can ask Muhammad and test him out. So they sent some tricky questions. Among those questions was that in the previous bygone eras, the seven sleepers went to sleep and woke up after a long period. What is their story? And in those times, there was a ruler who ruled over the whole world. Zulqarnain. What is his story? And what is ruh? Soul. Can you give us the reality of ruh? And they said, if he gives reply to all three questions, then he is not telling the truth. And if he can't reply to any of them, then he is not a prophet either. Because two questions had the answer. Ashabi Kahf and Zulqarnain. And the third question, ruh, it had no answer. Because the reality of ruh and soul is not known. Nobody knows what ruh is. Ruh is something that's in our body. When it's extracted, we die, we fall on the floor like a piece of wood. So what is that thing which is in our body and which is extracted? Nobody knows the reality of that. So they ask these questions. Allah revealed the answer with the third question in Surah Bani Israel. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Full stop. Ruh is connected to the world of Amr. Allah has two worlds. Worlds of Khalq and world of Amr. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You have a bodily form. This is عَلَمِ خَلْق. And you have the command of Allah by which when the baby's body is formed in the mother's womb, after 4 months, something comes inside from the alam, the world of amr, an order and command. This is alami amr and this is alami khalq. So two alams, ruh is something from the alam of amr, not khalq. Khalq, your body, the form you can see. But Amr, the ruh, soul, you can't see, so you can't describe it. Don't ask any more question. Full stop. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Your knowledge is very little. Right answer. And then Ashabi Kahf in this surah. Zulqarnain in this surah. Allah Pak said that the Jewish community think that the knowledge of Ashabi Kahf and the knowledge of Zulqarnain is something amazing. Allah Pak said Allah's knowledge is comprehensive. Look at the knowledge of Khazir alayhi salam, knowledge of Musa alayhi salam. Because of ilm, Allah Pak mentioned this story. In that story, it's lengthy story, we don't have time for that. I want to finish up now. Just one point. When Musa and Khazir alayhi salam were riding on that ship, the boat, a bird came and sat on a corner of the ship and pecked in the ocean and took a drop of water, drank it, and flew away. So Khazir alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam, "Ma naqasa ilmi wa ilmuka min ilmi Allahi illa kama naqasa hadha al-usfur min al-bahri." Aw kama qala. That my knowledge and your knowledge does not reduce the knowledge of Allah except as this the pecking of this or this usfur and sparrow has reduced the water from the ocean. Allah's knowledge is like the ocean and our knowledge is like that drop. So because of this, maybe Allah mentioned the story of Musa and Khazir. And Zulqarnain, Alexander the Great, this is someone who came after Isa alayhi salam. This is not the one who is mentioned in the Quran. Zulqarnain is another one who was during the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Many, many centuries before Isa alayhi salam. He ruled the whole world. Four kings have ruled over the whole world. Two Muslims and two Kafirs. The two Muslims are Sulaiman alayhi salam, he ruled the whole world of that time, and Zulqarnain, who went to the east, the west, the north, and he conquered the whole world. And the two non-Muslims are Namrud and Bukht-e-Nasr. They also ruled the whole world. So, Zulqarnain ruled the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his story in وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْزِ الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Long story, no time for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes off the surah with the words إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا. Those who believe and work righteous deeds, for them are Jannatul Firdaus as mehmani hospitality. خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. They will remain in Jannatul Firdaus forever and ever. They will not want to move from there. In this dunya, if you have a real beautiful mansion, but you are loaded billionaire, you will want to go to another place, buy another house, maybe in another country, in Barbados or somewhere, for holidays. But in Jannah, that won't be the case. Your Jannah will be so beautiful, so pleasant, you will never want to move from there. This is لا يبغون عنها حولا. And then Allah said, قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. Say, if the ocean was to be turned into ink and the words of my Rabb, the ilm of my Rabb was to be written down, then the oceans would finish, but my Rabb's wordings would not finish. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if we brought another ocean of sink, still it would not finish. Allah's words, Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge. But today we see the computer chip, small chip has so much in there. So just imagine Allah's knowledge, how comprehensive it might be. Science is progressing and it amazes us. So just imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge will be. Allah said, it's endless, it's got no limit. The ocean might have a limit to it, but Allah's knowledge has no limits and no bounds. Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad, don't ask these tricky questions, don't keep asking them. I am just a human being like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Wahi comes down to me, أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Your Rabb, Ma'bud, your Ilah is only one Ilah. Only one Allah, only one God. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whosoever has hope to meet his Rabb, then he should do good deeds. And وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he should not associate with his Rabb anyone in worship. Worship Allah alone. Don't do shirk-i jali. Don't do shirk-i khafi. The big shirk, the major shirk is worshipping idols, statues, other creation. And the minor shirk is riya. Riya, showing off. Even if someone worships Allah, but he shows off to someone, this is lesser degree of shirk. For example, a person is praying over here salah, and he notices that Haji Sahib over there is looking at me, so he prolongs his rupa, Subhana Rabbi Razim, Subhana Rabbi Razim, Mashallah, Haji Sahib is looking at me. So he prays some extra tasbihan. Then he has associated that Haji Sahib with Allah in the worship. He has not only worshipped Allah, he has worshipped that Haji Sahib as well. So this is the smaller degree of shirk. So Allah is saying, don't do the major shirk as well, and don't do the minor shirk as well. Avoid both shirks. Be a mukhlis, be a sincere person. This is how Surah Al-Kahf comes to a close. May Allah give us tawfiq to recite the Quran, understand the Quran, practice upon the Quran. Jazakallah. Thank you very much for listening. May Allah be pleased with a short dua. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma anfa'na bima allamtana wa allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna ilma. Allahumma fahimna fi al-deen wa allimna al-ta'wil wa al-tafsir. Ya arhamar rahimin. ہم سب سے راضی ہو جائیے, ہماری مغفرت فرما دیجیے, ہمیں قرآن کی سمجھ عطا فرمائیے, قرآن کو پڑھنے سمجھنے اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, ہماری کوتاہی کمزوری سستی کو معاف فرمائیے. یہ دوست احباب بہت محبت سے, زیادہ محنت سے, لگن کڑن سے, بڑی دیر سے یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, ان سب کو نواز دیجیے. اللہ ان سب کی مرادیں پوری فرما دیجیے. اللہ ان سب کو, اللہ ان سب کو اپنی رحمت خاصہ کا بھرپور حصہ نصیب فرمائیے. اللہ ہم سب کے تمام پچھلے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجیے, پوری پوری مغفرت بخشش فرما دیجیے, آئندہ ہمیشہ کے لیے گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے. ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں سن لیجیے, ہر خیر و برکت سے مالا مال کر دیجیے, ہر شر برائی سے حفاظت فرما دیجیے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد والہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.